So, during the past few weeks, if you've been with us, we've explored the familiar stories of Jesus' birth, recorded actually in only two Gospels, Matthew and Luke. In Luke's Gospel, we've been with Mary as she is visited by the angel Gabriel, the divine messenger, and we've heard Mary's faithful response to the upcoming birth of the Christ child. Let it be with me according to your word. And we have rejoiced with Mary as she declares, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And in Matthew's gospel, we follow Joseph's journey, witnessed his love for Mary, his understanding and willingness to follow divine inspiration, and his readiness to step into action to protect Mary and the newborn babe. We've heard the angel proclaim to the lowly shepherds, "I am bringing you great news of good joy, good news of great joy for all the people." We have followed the magnificent star with the Magi and have come to understand their reverence and joy, as well as the meaning of their gifts for the newborn babe. And today we affirm that as beautiful and inspirational as the Christmas story is, it isn't just ancient history. It is as new as this now moment. It is your story and my story. It's an affirmation of our true spiritual identity and an eternal promise of what can become. It's about infinite possibilities. For as Eric Butterworth wrote, "Whatever your perception of the greatest story ever told, one thing is certain. It is the story of the greatest gift ever given." It is the awareness of the gift that Paul described as the riches of mystery that have been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And isn't it wonderful that Matthew and Luke share their respective stories about the birth of Jesus, because it helps us see him in a different light as a newborn baby needing care and protection. Seeing divine love incarnating in an innocent babe helps us know that divine love is manifest in us all. And the baby born in Bethlehem will grow up to become the light of the world and to show us that that same divine light is present in every single one of us, a light that illuminates the spiritual truth of who we are. And so this morning, with deep gratitude, we celebrate the birth of Jesus so long ago. And as the ritual that we're going to engage in a few moments is also a celebration of our own spiritual potential, the rebirth of our awareness of the indwelling Christ. So let us prepare for our 12 Living Lights candlelight ceremony by prayerfully singing Silent Night, page 270, and stand as you are willing and able, please.
Round and round.
And so the single burning candle that stands before us now is the symbol of the Christ light. It represents the light of God that burns deep within us all. And the 12 candles that we are about to light are symbolized in our beloved Christmas story. They are the 12 spiritual powers of the Christ. These 12 gifts of God were fully realized in Jesus Christ and awakened in the many people he taught and healed throughout his ministry and in us today. As we engage in this ceremony created by Unity Minister Reverend Kelly Isola, we consider the 12 powers of humankind as 12 living lights, always expressing, always unfolding in us all. And so at this time, I'd like to invite Ann Hartupi and our candle lighters, Linda Haar and Mary Tuminello, to the altar. Ann and I will describe each power as it is symbolized in the Christmas story. And after each candle is lit, we will invite everyone to respond as printed in your bulletin. So you might want to open your bulletin to the responses.
The dark blue candle represents Mary and the light of faith. Mary has a very special place in our hearts because she is the quintessential activity of faith. The angel Gabriel, a divine visitor, knocked on the door of her heart, asking her to do the impossible. This news probably brought some fear and filled her with questions. Yet, the moment she stepped forward in faith and into an unknown future, she created a space within herself for infinite possibilities to be born. And say with me, please, in your bulletin, together, we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of faith, the light that calls us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. It calls each of us to be greater than we could have ever imagined.
And the light green candle represents the shepherds and the light of strength. In the Gospel of Luke, the shepherds are tending their sheep when the angels appear. They are doing what they have done for generations, watching over what is precious and necessary for life. The shepherds represent the enduring, living light of strength, the power and purity of steadfast perseverance that we embody as we navigate life. The shepherds are that voice reminding us that we are never alone. Together, we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of strength, the light that carries us through our joys and our sufferings. The light of strength allows us to watch over what is most precious in our own lives, because we know Spirit is everywhere present.
The yellow candle represents the Magi, the three wise men, and the light of wisdom. In the time of Jesus, the Magi, or wise men, exemplify wisdom by being in touch with another reality. When they had the vision of Jesus' birth, they chose to act on it at great risk to their own well-being. The Magi represent our capacity to seek guidance and answers and to use that wisdom to create a world that works for us all. Repeat with me, please.
We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of wisdom, the light that is the link between our divine and human nature. Wisdom directs us to act as love, compassion, joy, peace, and all divine ideas, bringing the invisible world into reality.
The pink candle represents the gifts of the Magi and the light of love. In the Gospel of Matthew, the gifts the Magi brought to Jesus were gold, frankincense, and myrrh, rare, precious, and priceless in Jesus' world. The Magi traveled to Bethlehem from faraway nations and knelt before the Christ child as a sign of love and devotion. These gifts remind us that we are each worthy of giving and receiving the priceless gifts of love and belonging. Together, we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of love, the light reminding us that the Christmas story heralds the birth of a person who loved selflessly, and any person who loves in this way is fully alive with the gifts of the Magi.
The purple candle represents Bethlehem in the light of power. In Hebrew, Bethlehem literally translates as House of Israel. In early Christianity, it began to mean House of Living Bread, which we would call the power of truth. This power is the foundation on which we stand, infusing our words, thoughts, and deeds to transform the world. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of power, the light that is the embodiment of the Christ. We leave echoes of perfection when speaking words of truth. The power of our presence in the world is the greatest gift we can offer humanity.
The light blue candle represents the Star of Bethlehem and the light of imagination. In the Gospel of Matthew, the wise men were guided by the Star of Bethlehem to the newborn baby. The star lit their path, allowing them to follow a way to the beginning of a new world. The star symbolizes our ability to imagine and envision a transformed world and follow that vision to express the Christ. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of imagination, the light we use to create and give shape to the sacred, and to form God into what the world needs most: compassion, joy, love, courage, and peace.
The gold candle represents Joseph and the light of understanding. Joseph, husband of Mary and father to Jesus, inspires us to view life through another's eyes. Joseph's character is strong and quiet, yet he has a desire to know the world in a more profound way, regardless of his challenges. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of understanding, the light that is our ability to stretch and see with new eyes, taking in on all that is happening, not just with our senses, but with our hearts and minds. This spiritual understanding leads us to knowing that the peace that surpasses all human understanding.
The silver candle represents the angel Gabriel and the light of will. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary to let her know she will miraculously give birth to a child. Little did she know that he would come to show the world how to love, give, and forgive. The word angel means messenger from God. This divine visitor knocking on Mary's heart with a message that seems impossible reminds us that our angels represent the will of our higher self, leading and calling us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. Together, we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of will, the light that is our willingness to say yes to that which is calling us to be greater than we could ever have imagined.
The dark green candle represents the manger and the light of divine order. The writer of Luke tells us that when Jesus was born, he was wrapped in cloth and laid in a manger. This is an extraordinarily humble beginning. Yet this simple, often unseen barnyard trough is a symbol for that current of spiritual law that is ever present and always accessible. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of divine order, the light that is the naturally ordered, hidden current of life we are always aligning with in order to bring forth the world in a balanced and harmonious way.
The orange candle represents the heavenly hosts and the light of zeal. The prophet Isaiah wrote that a child will be born, the Prince of Peace, and heavenly hosts will express the zeal of the Lord. In the Gospel of Luke, the heavenly hosts sing out the song of Jesus' birth, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, a truly awe-inspiring image to represent the universal force that urges us to grow and enthusiastically move forward in life. Together, we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of zeal, the light that is the inward fire of the soul, passionately springing forward to manifest our Christ nature here on earth.
The russet candle represents the prophets, King David, and the power of release. In Scripture, Jesus' lineage and connection to King David are highlighted, as are the prophets who foretold the coming of a Messiah. These characters show us that while our stories matter, where, who, and what we come from, they also invite us to see what we may need to let go of on our spiritual journey. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge the living light of release, the light of surrendering to spirit and releasing old thoughts, feelings, and experiences that are not for our highest good.
And finally, the red candle represents Jesus and the light of life. Christmas comes at the darkest time of the year, the setting in which Jesus' birth stories were written. Is it any wonder then that we yearn for the rich language of light? Luminous, blazing, glowing, illuminating, radiant, sparkling, shining, brilliant. Light is deep within us as the symbol of what is most sacred, divine, and alive. It is life itself. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of life, which is the expression of vitality, wholeness, and creativity as demonstrated by Jesus. His birth and life remind us, show us, that we are infused with that same divine presence he embodies.
in all things and in all ways.
And so these 12 candles aglow represent the qualities of the Christ, the light of God revealed in Jesus, reflected in his disciples and in us. These are our gifts, just waiting to be brought to life. In the words of Reverend Doug Bodaroff, you and I are a kind of prism through which the light of Spirit shines and reveals all the powers of the Christ. And so as we prepare to light our individual candles, please remove your blessing now and keep it handy. Give you a moment to do that. And in just a few minutes, when the candle lighters come forward, they will move through the aisles and light the candle on the end. And I want to demonstrate how that needs to happen. We want all of our expected guests today, but we are not expecting the fire department, okay? So we want to do this correctly. And so, Linda, would you hold yourself? Linda is the candle lighter, and I am sitting on the aisle. I will turn my candle toward Linda. Notice that the candle, which is lit, never gets turned sideways, because if it does, at the very least, we might all be covered with wax. So again, when you light your candle, then you hold it straight and let the person next to you light his or hers until all the candles are lit. Does everybody understand? Okay.